Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight, 20 minutes from now. NFL Week 15, this segment. We'll talk some baseball this segment also. But first, Femi has had the entire break to think about what song he would like to sing on You Better You Bet karaoke. Femi, and it cannot be Brian McKnight started back at one.
No, that has since been retired. We'll not be doing that one. I'm not going to do Blitzkrieg Bop either, but I will do this song, though. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top cruising the streets. Oh, yeah. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I pull up anticipating some good love. Don't keep me waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I never seen. Girl, you know what I mean. Now let me take you to a place nice and quiet. Okay, I don't have to do the rest.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. Usher, Nice and Slow is one of my favorites from back in the day.
So now there's only one thing that needs to happen from here.
Mm-hmm.
Addy versus Femi.
Come on.
Addy, you're up first. Has to be a new song. Yes, you're both actually good. Addy, you're up first. And then Femi, you have to think about what song you want to do. Addy, you are up. You have to give us a different song than you've done before.
I think I've already sang like three times today. Defer to Mike
guess
Brown?
What? There is a number that comes after three. That number is four. And so you're up.
No, I would like this to be Femi first. Thank you.
Femi.
I'm just intimidated.
Okay, well, give me, I don't know, I don't have a song off the top of my head. Give me a song. It could be R&B, it could be, I don't know.
What genre would you like? You want to do R&B?
Yeah, R&B would be preferred. Yeah, R&B.
Okay.
Or I mean, it could be pop if you want.
Tyler, to pop on. What's a good R&B song for Femi to do?
Can you do any Neo? Can you do any Miss Independent?
I don't know if I got Neo in my
With
bag.
You by Chris Brown? You do anything like
there,
that?
Are there any Chris Brown songs you could do?
Let me see here.
Chris, Call Me by John Legend.
I hate that
John
song.
Legend has some up.
Ordinary People,
not a big John.
Ordinary People's
people,
good song.
Maybe. Ordinary People, or like say yeah, let's do Ordinary.
What about
people. I gotta pull
what
up.
About Diary by Alicia Keys?
I cannot do Alicia Keys unless you want me to do like Empire State of Mind or something like that. I don't think anybody wants that.
Addy, have you thought of what song you'd like to do? Well, because I kind of like sprung that on you guys at the last second here.
Yeah, I did think of a song I can do. Do you want me to go first?
Okay.
Like everyone here is really smart. Can we all just like please collectively use our brains? Like
Nick,
kindly,
Nick,
please.
Some of us are nervous. Some of us are nervous, okay?
Nothing to be nervous about. You have a great voice. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Okay, this is Bring It On Home by Sam Cooke. Do y'all know that song?
No, but like I thought I was going to hate Patsy Cline and I really liked it.
Okay. If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I think I have to go home and tell my wife I'm in love with Addie. I mean, like her voice is unbelievable.
It is very good.
Like Addie, like you have a great voice. Like no BSing here. I actually think Femi has a great voice too.
Femi does have a great voice. Thank you.
He does.
That was my eighth grade year in choir, and that was that. Okay, well let's see how this goes. I'll do ordinary people. John Legend. I'll do ordinary people.
Oh, that's a tough man. This is like difficulty level, like up to the max here.
Let's give it a go, shall we? I mean, Addie set the bar, so I mean we got to come heavy here. All right, here we go. Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. We're past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave and you made your mistakes and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Whoa, 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 whoa. This time we'll take it slow. All right. That is my John Legend. I don't think I've ever done John Legend at an actual karaoke. So that was a YBYB first here.
That was great. I feel like I escaped from this without having to like do anything. I feel like I'm like the big winner here.
You did. Yeah. And wait till Thursday. 'Cause I'm not on the show tomorrow, but wait till Thursday. Well, Nick Costos is Thursday karaoke.
Do you want me to do something now? You can pick.
Yeah.
Or we can wait till Thursday. Well, it's up to you.
Do you have a song in mind? 'Cause I don't know. 'Cause I feel like you have a wide range of musical genre that you like.
I could do whatever. I could do Christmas songs. I could pretty much do whatever.
Let's do, give me something like 90s, like whether it could be rock, it could be hip hop, it could be pop.
I could do Frank Sinatra my way. I could do like It's a Wonderful World.
Sinatra. I mean,
okay. I'll do my way. I'm like 99% sure I know all the lyrics, but I'm just going to pull this up.
Someone's going to do Touch My Body by the end of the week.
No, well, I'm not. I don't know the lyrics. No, I don't want to do My Way. I want to do, what's the Sinatra song that I want to do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do New York. New
That's
York.
Life. That's exactly right. I want to do That's Life.
There you go.
Okay, ready? Okay. All right, ready? But Addy, can you, Mike, will the delay be too bad if Addy does the female backups? So like when I do the first That's Life, like can Addy go, That's Life? Is the delay too bad? Can we get away with it or no?
We can try it, and only one way to find out, and that's to try.
All right. All right. I'll wait. I'll wait for it. Ready? Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I say that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. All right.
Let's go.
Now, listen, I know I'm not a good singer, but I try and make up for it with my performance.
Yes. And I felt like you did. I felt like you did. I love our crew. We got like this was. We need like a YB,
are you,
YB, like,
are you,
karaoke.
Are you gonna,
like, we
could, are all, you gonna cry or something? Like, you're, this no, is like.
No, well, Willow's at the vet now, so my wife might cry with the vet bill that she got. But no, we need like a YB. If we could ever all get in like one place, which I don't know will ever happen, but like that would be, we'd have a time.
If you were if you were gonna give me, I was gonna do Nat King Cole, the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. But Sinatra was a great choice. Okay,
also a tough song.
I've practiced like a million times. That's probably the song I sing the most, just like in like my regular life.
Day to day.
Great song. Yeah. All right. You better, you bet on this Tuesday. What are some bets you're eyeing, Femi, for week 15 in the NFL?
Two that I've made and a couple of them that I'm eyeing. But the first one I made, this is a gross one. I don't know if anybody's going to want to dabble in this one. And actually, I'm looking at the betting market right now and it does not exist, but it might come back at some point. But I took 10 with Arizona. They got blown out. It was really bad, but that was against the Rams' explosive offense. Houston's offense, as we've seen in the last like 3, 5 weeks or 4 weeks or so, even though they've been winning, it's not a super explosive offense. And I do think that like your theory, Nick, of the Cardinals last week, notwithstanding, like they usually play games close. So I took 10 with Arizona on the road. They tend to play better on the road as well, especially at that road dog roll. So 10 for me against Arizona. And then the game that I've been eyeing for a couple of weeks here, I think Detroit's going to beat the Rams. So I took 6. Whoa. And I also bet money line. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here. I think like this Rams, Rams best team in the league. In a couple of weeks, we're not going to be saying that because the Lions are going to beat them on Sunday. I took 6 and money line plus 225. I think Detroit's pass rush, and we saw them against Dallas. I know that was at home. They had the home crowd that helped out as well. But like this pass rush can get after Matthew Stafford. And I think the Lions offense with Amon-Ra St. Brown, he looked 100% to me last Thursday. J-Mo's coming into his own. I think the Detroit Lions, knowing that this is a gotta have it game, I think you see the best of the Lions, and I think their best might catch the Rams off guard a little bit, and I think the Lions beat the Rams. So those are the two bets that I've made, a couple more that I'm monitoring, but those are ones that I've made already.
All right, I'm going to roll through a couple, give you some thoughts here. I think the Patriots are going to beat the Bills.
Pick them game.
Start there. Yeah. The Ravens are 2.5-point road favorites in Cincinnati. The Bengals are going to beat them, right?
Yes. I mean, you know how I feel about Cincinnati.
But again, I'll say the same thing I said heading into Thanksgiving. It's nothing to do with Cincinnati. Like, Lamar's not healthy.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what's going on with him. But
I have not bet the Bengals yet, but just saying, like, that would be my – and I'll do one more for three? Now and then.
Because I haven't bet it yet either, but I'm, like, holding out for a three. I'm hoping that we get one. But
I doubt it. I mean, who knows? Like, we'll see. We'll see what the injury report has to hold. And just one other thought, and then I'll do, like, a full, like, it move tomorrow on the show. The Giants are favored.
Coming up the bye.
I just like disagree with that as just like a general rule. I don't care who plays quarterback for the Commanders. I get a plus money price for a team to beat the team that never wins. Okay. I'll bet Washington.
Who's a better quarterback though between Dart and Mariota? I mean, it's Dart.
Yeah, Femi. Femi, the Giants never win.
I know.
And Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, this might as well be like Bill Parcells and Bill Walsh going up against Mike Kafka and the Giants.
Hopefully Abdul Carter's on time to his meetings. Maybe he'll be locked.
I kind of hope he isn't. I want them to be very embarrassed. Last thought here. The Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz today, 3 years, $69 million. Nice. Two thoughts as a result of that. Number one, like, should we even play the baseball season this year? Are the Dodgers just going to win again? Yes. And the other is, I love how the Mets, and I'm going to do like a little bit of a New York thing here for a second, so everyone bear with me. Mm-hmm. I just love how the Mets have, I don't want to call him like a wannabe Steinbrenner because he's got way more money than George ever did, but you got like this owner that Mets fans want to prop up. It's like, they always, Mets are the new Yankees. Like, great, okay. You went out and you got Juan Soto and you paid all the money and that was awesome. Your GM is like a money ball, penny pinching general manager, and you brought Devin Williams in, which is fine if Devin Williams is pitching the eighth, not the ninth, and you let Edwin Diaz walk. And I understand they made Diaz an offer for 3 for $66. If you are the Mets and you've got all this money and you know what your fan base wants off a terrible year, you offer Diaz 3 years like $80 million. You make him stay in New York. You make him stay in Queens. And then you have Williams. I like Devin Williams as an eighth inning guy, not a ninth inning guy, mm-hmm. not a ninth inning guy. Mets fans, and I know a lot of them, obviously, growing up here in New York, are apoplectic today with this organization for letting Edwin Diaz sign with the Dodgers. So, I mean, we'll see like what else the Mets do. I just like, why are we even playing the season? Like, the Dodgers are just going to win again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like to me that other teams aren't trying. That's what I texted you guys earlier this morning when I saw the notification that they were signing Diaz. I'm like, are we just going to all let the Dodgers get all the good players? Like, nobody else has money. Nobody else can spend. Like, come on. And that was Scooble maybe gets dealt because, like, oh, the Tigers can't afford to pay Scooble. Why can't you? He's 29 years old in the prime of his career, 2-time Cy Young. Pay the dude. You just were in the ALDS in October and went to the wire with the Mariners. You could have been in the ALCS. And now you just want to punt on the future because we want to save money. Get out of here, man. Like, kudos to the Dodgers for doing it. And for the other 29 teams, shame on you.
The Tigers president of baseball operations, Scott Harris, saying that Scooble, not that they're looking to trade him, but every player is available. To me, that reads as, come make us a godfather offer for Tarik Skubal and we'll consider dealing him. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, Knicks, Raptors, NBA Cup, and a loaded slate in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.